You're listening to the audio production of This Is Your Captain Speaking by Gavin McLeod, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Preface. One door closes. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was so excited. Here I was, this young actor with a single Broadway credit to his name, newly planted in Los Angeles with my beautiful wife, ready to take on the world. It was my first day shooting on a new television sitcom pilot with Hal March. Hal March, the incredibly popular host of the $64,000 question. I couldn't have been happier if I'd been called to sing opera at the Met straight out of a glee club or to pitch for the Mets straight out of the minor leagues. I went out, I bought myself a new sweater at Bullock's. I wanted to look good for my first day. And I didn't own a car then, so I rented a car to drive to the studio. Man, I was flying. My call wasn't till late morning, around 11 o'clock. All the other actors were already rehearsing as I walked onto the set as quietly as I could. I'll admit I was delighted when one of them spotted me and everyone stopped to say hello. "Gavin, how are you?" they said. I met Hal March right away, and, he didn't seem all that friendly, but that was okay. It was just great to meet him and to think I was about to work with him. The great comedic actor Stubby K was there, and I knew Stubby from New York, so I said, "Great to see you." And the talented actress Jeannie Ball was on set, too. "I loved you in Guys and Dolls," I said, and she was so gracious. They gave me a desk where I could lay my sweater and my script, behind a canvas lean-to where I could get changed if I wanted to. I was just buzzing. I was raring to go. So finally we started rehearsing. Hal and I did a scene, and there was a sofa between us. So Hal said, "I think it would be fun."